Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. And before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Karen Hall is with us. You direct IRA Services. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Ron. How are you?
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first, and there are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And obviously, let's throw out a few shout-outs. Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Christopher. Glad to see you with us. Mitchell, share that, buddy, out there. Good seeing you all with us. Holy cow, got my tongue tied this morning because I looked at what we were going to celebrate today, and I said, yeah, you know something? What am I doing over here at the studio? National Waffle Day. I like that one. That's a good way to start the day, followed up a little later in the day, National Peach Pie Day.
Gosh, okay, yeah, National Carbohydrate Day.
Little carbohydrates is great for my diet, doing wonders out there, so we'll see what's going on with all that. Moving right along the markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 14 points, ho-hum. Oil down $1.07 per barrel. That's for Taxifornia, it's not going to have a whole lot of effect on us. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.186, up just a little bit. We're going to be watching to see what happens with commentary from Mr. Draghi and Ms. Yellen at the Jackson Hole retreat. There's too many places to go with that one. I'll just continue right along this morning. Freddie Mac gave us their numbers this morning. 3.86% is the yield on a 30-year, or is the rate on a 30-year fixed rate loan. You have to pay a half a point to get it. Last year, this time, it was 3.43. So we're up about, 43 basis? I'm about, call it a half a point. Last week, we were up just a little bit, so we're down a little bit, trying to close that gap a little bit for where we were last year. Not a huge difference when you start talking about in the threes on the Freddie Mac rate. I'm not saying you qualify for that rate. I'm just saying that's where the rates are right now. And when the rates are that low, I think you might want to be looking at real estate. It's a great investment for many people. Jobless claims, that one came out, U.S. weekly number for jobless claims, 234,000, not outrageous. I mean, we did pick up a little bit there on the jobless claims. So never liked the idea of having 234,000 people added to the log of jobless people. But 234,000, not a massive number right there. U.S., the existing home sales, though. That's another number we keep talking about that number, how U.S. home sales, existing home sales, is dropping. The existing home sales ran at a seasonally adjusted rate, 5.44 million. The National Association of Realtors gave us that number. That was down 1.3% from the downwardly revised June pace. While June's pace was 2.1% higher than a year ago, the lowest since August. Now, why are sales down, yet I keep telling you that real estate is a great place to put your money? If there's nothing for sale, the sales go down. But on the other side of it, if there's nothing for sale and there are people that want to buy the inventory, they want to buy those properties, well, the prices will go up. Homes selling fast, according to Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. In July, he says that strong demand meant listings went into contract in under 30 days. It also pushed prices higher. The median sales price in July, national number, don't listen to this if you're in California, $258,300, a 6.2% increase compared to a year ago. Inventory was 9% lower than a year ago. So think about that just from Economics 101. So when you see that the prices are going up, inventory going down, does that sound like a bubble market to you? Probably not. That's not a good sign for bubble. It is a good sign for investment. That's just the concept right there. It's basic supply and demand. When you've got a lot of people looking to buy and you don't have a lot of inventory, sales obviously are dropping, which means prices are going to go up. The people that do win those offers, that do win the bids, they're going to have to pay more for those properties. That's just the way the markets work. So think about that concept. If you've been putting off selling your house, this might be the time for you to be looking at where you're going to sell, where you're going to buy, where do you want to go. Maybe you want to get out of the rental market and you want to get into home ownership. What are you waiting for? When you start talking about a 3.86 Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate loan, say you buy it down to 3.5. Maybe you don't qualify and you have to pay 4.5. Any one of those numbers are much better than paying somebody else's mortgage. Think about that concept. Maybe, now here's one, and we're going to talk to Karen Hall about this in a little bit, but neither one of us are giving investment advice, but here's the issue. I hear many, many people talking. The stock market is on fire. Stock market is going crazy right now. What can you do to hedge that? Well, you're marketed 21,800. Almost, what, I think 22 and change is where it's been at the highest, right? So if you think about that concept, do you think the markets are going significantly higher, or are they going to go, is there room for a correction? Are we in line for a correction? My guess is that we're probably in line for some sort of correction. I don't know when, I don't know where, but the high of the market, 22,118, and we're at 21,800 right now. At some point, there is a ceiling to everything. You go down, you retest the bottom, then you go back up, you test the top, and you find out where the breakout is. But think about this. There's people that are saying, I want to get out of the market. There are the experts that are out there in the market. What if you wanted to get into real estate? What if you wanted to take some of your IRA, cash it out of the stock market, and reinvest it into something else? Now, you can still keep it as a qualified investment. Qualified means it's still retirement funds. It's still growing tax deferred. We're not giving you that guidance as to when to do this. If you try and time the market, I can promise you, you will be wrong, because timing the market doesn't work either. But I'll tell you one thing that does work for everybody every time: diversification. Right? If you have some of your money in the stock market, some of your money in real estate, some of your money in precious metals, some of your money in every different asset class, you're going to be much better off when it comes. There's a technical term. They call it the beta coefficient. What is the beta to the market? And I don't want to get into the technicalities and into the weeds too much, but the idea there is, if the stock market goes down, what are you invested in that has a negative coefficient to the market? What is going to go up when the market goes down? That's what we're looking for. We want to know those investments. What are the things that you can just put your hands on? Right? I mean, I'll go back and I'll show you my age. I'm not going to show you my driver's license, but I will show you my age. How many people remember Enron? Do you know why so many people lost so much money in Enron? Because the company incentivized them, pretty much chastised anybody that worked for the company that did not leave their retirement funds in company stock. When the company went out of business, guess what happened to all that wealth? All those people lost everything. Now, had they been wise enough and not listened to the company and gone out and diversified, bought some real estate, bought some precious metals, bought some commodities, I don't even understand that stuff, buy some bonds, it doesn't matter what it is. Diversify will save you in the long run, and it'll make your life a lot simpler. Just a thought for you, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. Again, not giving you specific advice, but we're going to give you the how-tos of how to do these things, is it possible? What are some of the pitfalls? We'll talk about that. And just because it is late in the week and I know a lot of people are getting ready to get out of town, how about some money-saving Labor Day travel tips? And, it used to be a lot simpler. Karen, when you and I were younger.
Yeah.
Actually, when our kids were younger.
When
our kids were
younger.
I don't know about in your scenario. Mine, when my kids were younger, it used to be that we knew summer was over and the kids were going back to school after Labor Day.
It used to be.
Right? Now it's not. I mean, I look at the school right by our studio here, and they're all back.
Yeah.
But how many people are going on vacation right now? Well, Expedia says 25% of Americans plan to travel over the September 4th Labor Day weekend. So if just a little quick math, and I'm not real quick, that sounds to me like about 80 million people are going to be traveling on that weekend just in America. Well, they might be going to other places, but 80 million Americans traveling. It sounds like traffic to me. The roads are going to be filled with traffic, airports, hotels, packed. But here's some ideas for you. The website Rewards Expert analyzed 5 years of data from the U.S. Department of Transportation, determining the best day to take a flight. And according to the results, travelers flying on August 30th will encounter fewer delays and cancellations. We don't know about the weather's going to be. We can't predict that either. If your plans are small, flying the day before Labor Day will also offer fewer setbacks. That would be September 3rd. I'm quick, right? On the flip side, September 5 and 6 will be very busy travel days. Gas prices in 2017 have been relatively low compared to previous years, continue to fluctuate state by state. Here in Taxifornia, we're always near the top. On August 21st, AAA found the national average for gas, $2.33 a gallon. We're probably about $2.90 here in Taxifornia. Go to South Carolina and fill up. They're at about $2.06 a gallon. Alabama and Mississippi, second cheapest at $2.09 a gallon. Just some ideas there. Travelers move through a security checkpoint line at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport. That might be the quickest place for you, or that's a place you want to avoid, according to, again, Rewards Expert. Now, if you're going to Georgia, I don't know how you're going to do it without stopping there. Be careful of the add-on fees. Yeah, my son found that one out. He went on Frontier Airlines and found out that pain. Yeah. You must have experienced that pain.
I think you have to
pain.
Bring your own seat.
Yeah, exactly. You get a milk carton to sit on. They tell you to buckle up, but they don't give you a buckle. Just the way it is. That's it, exactly. They charge extra for that. Just a few tax-saving tips. I'll post the whole thing right there, Ron Siegel Radio, on Facebook. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, holy cow, we got a lot to talk about when we come back, and I'm having some trouble connecting with my engineering here right now for a second. So it's called filling time on the broadcast. My computer's going a little odd on me here. So give me a second here as we tell you you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. And when we come back, we're going to talk about for sale by owner. Don't save the real estate commission. You're not going to save anything when you go with a for sale by owner. In fact, you may even get less for your property when you sell that way. So we'll talk about that. Where homeowners can save the most by raising their credit scores. And being that it is Thursday, we do talk a lot about retirement Thursdays. So we're going to chat about the financial assessment, continuing to reduce reverse mortgage defaults. We'll talk about all that. And more, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And Chad, you are correct. Story this morning, FSBOs for sale by owners don't save real estate commissions. One of the main reasons why the for sale by owner FSBOs don't use a real estate agent is because they believe they will save the commission an agent charges for getting their house on the market and selling it. New study by Collateral Analytics, however, reveals that FSBOs don't actually save anything and in some cases may be costing themselves more by not listing with an agent. In the study, they analyzed home sales in a variety of markets in 2016 and the first half of 2017. Data showed FSBOs tend to sell for lower prices than comparable home sales and in many cases below the average differential represented by the prevailing commission rate. What does that mean? I'll have to explain it in 1 second. Give me a minute. I'll give you the rest of the report.
I think there's a coefficient there.
Yeah, coefficient. Exactly. Why would FSBOs net less money than if they used an agent? The study makes several suggestions. And I quote, there could be systemic bias on the buyer's side as well. FSBO sales might attract more strategic buyers than MLS sales, particularly buyers who rationalize lower priced bids on the logic that the seller is saving a traditional commission. Such buyers might specifically search for and target sellers who are not getting representational assistance from agents. In other words, bargain lookers might shop FSBOs more often. Experienced agents are experts at staging homes for sale, which could bring more money for the home. And properties listed with a broker that is a member of the local MLS will be listed online with all the other participating broker websites, marketing the home to a much larger buyer population. Demand, increasing the demand might increase the price. What do you know? And those MLS properties generally offer compensation to agents who represent buyers, incentivizing them to show and sell the property again, potentially enlarging the buyer pool. Three conclusions. FSBOs achieve prices significantly lower than those from similar properties sold by realtors. The differential in selling price for FSBOs when compared to MLS sales of similar properties is about 5.5%. The sales in 2017 suggest the average price was near 6% lower for a FSBO sale of similar properties. Don't do it. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional who can help you with that sale and maybe even maximize the amount of money you get. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Chatting this morning with our repeat guest and great contributor to Ron Siegel Radio, Karen Hall is with us. You direct IRA services. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron.
Glad to have you with us and sharing and educating us. In the opening segment, I was chatting a little bit about the idea of diversification.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And your thoughts on that. I mean, I know that neither one of us give financial advice.
Right, not advisors, right.
We just help people. But we do we do see people, we talk to a lot of people.
Right.
And you know, we're both seasoned.
Yeah.
We've been around, seen the world a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you help a lot of folks with a specific type of I guess the custodial service for a specific type of investor.
Right. We're administrators for self-directed IRAs. And so what it is it's just like when you've got a regular IRA, it's invested in the stock market, you've got stocks in that IRA bucket. But when it's a self-directed IRA bucket, you just put different assets in there, like maybe a house, maybe even precious metals, because you're talking about assets that aren't correlated to the stock market, right? Non-correlated
right.
assets, alternative assets. So a lot of people like precious metals in their self-directed IRA. So it's not like you cash out your IRA and go buy them. That's not what you do. What you do is you simply have your IRA, instead of having it buy a stock or buying a share of a mutual fund, now the IRA buys precious metals and we store them for the IRA. Now your IRA buys a house and the renter of that house pays your IRA the rent. Or maybe your IRA lends money, and so the borrower pays the IRA back the loan, like that.
So that's even though so you're going to administer that asset once the investor makes the decision that that's in their best interest, and in concert, and you and I both are on the same page that we always want our listeners to make these investments in concert with advice from their legal advisors and their financial advisors.
Absolutely.
Tax people.
Right.
In fact, one of the things that you do it at You Direct IRA Services is you put on seminars with a lot of these other professionals.
Yeah, we do. We have one coming up October 28th, as a matter of fact, at the Center Club in Costa Mesa.
Nice place.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. It's a brunch. It's kind of selling out right now. It's on my Facebook page if you want to look. So we're doing things like that. I'm always speaking at different events. I'm actually going to be driving to Fresno. Don't be jealous.
I was looking forward to going to Fresno.
I was actually born there, you know, so I'm kind of looking.
I won't hold
there.
That against you.
No, but you know, we do.
I noticed you got out.
Events all over. What? No, yes, I did. I mean, no, it's a great place. So I speak all over the place. I was in New York a little while ago, North Carolina, just speaking and helping people self-direct their IRAs and just understanding that your IRA doesn't have to be invested in the stock market. It can also invest in non-correlated assets.
And that's a great option for people, just because, you know, you and I, neither one of us, if either one of us knew precisely when the market was going to top out or bottom out,
no.
Right, we wouldn't be working so hard.
Well, you know what's funny is then the market will drop, as it inevitably will, and then people will say, oh, no, well, I was just going to self-direct my IRA, but I'm going to wait till the market goes back up. Well, guess what? It's up.
Right.
So if you want to take what you've got and move it over into cash and take that cash and move it into a self-directed IRA to invest in alternative assets, I think, you know, what was that old saying about investing? Buy low, sell high?
Something like that.
Something like that. I'm not making this up.
So. Right. And the idea here is, again, and I do have a background. I mean, I was with Merrill Lynch for a long time. The concept here is not that we're saying to get out of the market. The idea is to diversify. Rebalancing your holdings is always a good idea.
And you have a choice.
Right.
And a lot of people don't even know that they can
That's
invest
a big issue,
outside
Carmen.
The stock market. Yeah. Yeah. It's only like 4% of all retirement accounts. Of the $27 trillion in retirement assets, only about like 4% around is invested outside the stock market in these alternative assets.
4%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a huge market out there.
Yes.
Well, And it's kind of ironic because we're going to hear and we're going to see in the news that there's going to be people coming up and they're going to say, you know, I wish I had listened to Ron and Karen.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
There's going to be that group of people. There's going to be that segment
sure.
of the population that are going to say when the market does correct, and it will.
Right.
Don't know when, but it will.
Yeah.
They're going to say, I wish I had listened, because the
real estate, you can if you decide that you want to invest in real estate, mm-hmm. you can actually visit it.
That's right, touch it. Yes.
And you have more control then, right? If you want to do a real estate improvement, home improvement, commercial improvement.
Yes, you can hire third-party vendors to do that, but it's more than that. I mean, obviously, it's great to invest in, you know, in public companies. That's wonderful. Keeps America alive. It's a great thing. But also, too, when you're working with financial advisors, a lot of times they're when you go to invest, they're taking a percentage off what you just invested in, or when you make a gain, they're getting, some of them are getting paid on assets under management. So some of them get paid whether you make any money or not.
Sure.
But with the self-directed IRA, here comes the profit back in your IRA. You keep your IRA keeps 100% of it. We do charge, you know, flat fee annually, but we don't participate in the profits that your IRA gains. So not only do you get to invest outside the stock market, but in that way you get to keep more of what you actually earn.
So we want to talk a little bit about some of the pitfalls of investing that we want you to be aware of. So we're going to chat about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, where homeowners can save the most by raising credit scores and the financial assessment continues to reduce reverse mortgage defaults. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? The reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. Maybe you want to buy a house. Maybe you want to move and you want to use the reverse mortgage. There are opportunities there for you as well. Great tool. I've studied this product, and I'm not sure there's anybody. I have not found the scenario where a reverse mortgage was not a benefit for an individual that was over 62 years of age. Not one have I found that where it did not prove to be a benefit. Where homeowners can save the most by raising credit scores, though, obviously we're going to talk about credit scores in the Your Credit Matters segment. And you know what's pretty important about a credit score? In order to estimate how much a homeowner could save on their mortgage by raising scores, we took a look at some interest payments on mortgages. And let's just look at a 50-point spread of what it would look like when we go just increasing your score by 50 points. And there's so many people that have the opportunity of getting on a game plan to increase their scores by 50 points. It might mean that you need to get an increase in your credit limit on a credit card. It might mean that you need to pay down a credit card. I shared with you on Monday a consumer that called in, and he needed to get some credit cards. He just didn't have any. So what would some of these numbers be, especially when we start looking in California? And I looked, one of the numbers we looked at, take this one here, and it's just because it's an easy number. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, one of the highest housing costs in the country. Median home there, and I don't know when this was actually done, but the analysis, but they looked at a median home price or a home price of $718,000, taking a score from 671 to 721. Think about that one, and you're looking at saving, are you ready for this? Over the life of the loan, $87,000. $87,000. Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, $65,000. Los Angeles, $65,000. San Diego, $58,000. You getting the idea here of why I preach this so often? I evangelize the idea of making sure your credit score is at the absolute best, making sure that your credit report is accurate. I don't say to go and lie and you know, create some phony issues. The law says, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to tell you my understanding. The law basically says anything that's on your credit report has to be complete, it has to be accurate, and it has to be verifiable. If it's not complete, accurate, and verifiable, it has to be removed. So we want to make sure that your report is complete, accurate, and verifiable, so that maybe you can save some of that money. That's just the idea of what we're talking about there, and that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. For those of you that are 62 years of age, and maybe you want to be proactive about your health care. Maybe you want to be proactive about controlling the valuation of your property. Maybe you want to be proactive about taxes. Those are all issues that do have a bearing with the reverse mortgage, taxes, Social Security, all those different issues. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will get you the information on that. And we are continuing our conversation this morning. Karen Hall, UDirect IRA Services. We're chatting about all the different items or opportunities. Actually, the opportunity, Karen, is massive because as you were sharing in the last segment, when 4% of the population is taking advantage of a tool, That leaves a lot of opportunity. A lot of people don't understand it, don't know it. I can't imagine that there's 96% of the people understand it and are against it.
I don't think people are against it. It's just whether or not they have an alternative asset that they want to invest in. I mean, that's one of the things, too. I mean, you don't want to self-direct for the sake of it. You want to self-direct because you know the alternative asset you're going to invest in. But not only is it a great choice for you as an individual, what if you're raising capital? You know, what if you're you've got a project and you're raising capital for it? You can go to your investors and say, hey, do you have an IRA? Do you have a 401k with the previous company? Because if they have either one of those, then they can self-direct their IRA and invest in your deal. So it's not just a way for the individual to, you know, to invest. It's also a way for people raising capital to find that capital.
And that's you brought up a good point there, Karin. And I'm going to share this, my personal opinion. Anytime you have a 401k from a company that you've left, get it out of the 401k plan that you left. Get it into something. And, the self-directed IRA gives you the most opportunity. Not that the company you left is bad. I don't know them. But the whole concept there is there's a whole world of opportunity out there that you're not taking advantage of when you're in a specific company's 401k. They limit you to what they limit you to. When you go to self-directed, you're only limited by the law.
Which is no life insurance contracts and no collectibles.
Now, which makes it pretty simple.
Yeah, well, yeah, some other assets are not administratively feasible, but like livestock, for example. Some custodians won't custody livestock, even though you can technically own livestock in your IRA. It depends on what the custodian will actually custody.
Sure.
But, yeah, so the IRS just says no insurance contracts, no collectibles.
So I can't bring you that new steer that I just brought. Can't do that.
No, sorry.
Okay, so
it's hard to. It's in the office. It's just a little smelly.
It might be a little smelly.
Yeah.
So, chat a little bit about the tax benefits or tax status, or how are the IRA, the self-directed IRA, taxed?
Right. Okay. So, I'm not a tax expert. I have to say that. And a self-directed IRA is exactly the same as any other IRA. The only thing that separates a self-directed IRA is the kind of asset you can hold in it. So the benefits for self-directed IRAs are the same as any other IRA. So when you make a contribution, if you're within the income limits, you may be able to take a deduction. If you make a contribution to like a traditional IRA or a SEP or a simple IRA, again, you might see a tax deduction. A Roth IRA is after-tax money. So if your income isn't too high and you can make a Roth contribution, you do that, you contribute. And then you invest, and the gain on your investment, that's tax-free for life after you meet a couple of qualifying things like having your Roth IRA for 5 years and being 59 and a half.
So you can hold a Roth IRA in a self-directed
environment?
Absolutely,
yeah. Traditional Roth, SEP, simple, spousal, inherited IRAs can all be self-directed.
Okay, and again, what we're talking about here is the idea of what you can do or what the law allows, our interpretation, our understanding, personal understanding of the law. Your specific case is your specific case. So we want to make sure that you're dealing with a tax professional that understands the self-directed IRA and those rules. If you don't understand, if your tax professional doesn't understand these self-directed programs,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a bank
sure.
of people?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, trusted advisors. Yeah, sure we do, yeah.
Okay, because that's a big issue right there.
Yeah.
You want because one of the things that we don't want anybody to do is we don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Well, we've had people, CPAs, tell them, oh, your IRA can't invest in real estate. It's like, well, wait a minute. There's something like Internal Revenue Code 4975 that covers prohibited transactions. And yes, you've been able to self-direct your IRA into real estate for now 42 years.
42 years.
It's nothing new.
Right.
So it doesn't mean that everybody knows about it. It's kind of a best-kept secret in a way.
And that's a shame because it means that there's a lot of people that aren't taking full advantage of what's out there.
That's right.
And I would suggest in some instances, now, especially if those of you that listen to us, and I know there's a lot that do, that are in the real estate industry, my guess, and it's just a wild guess, Karin, tell me if you think I'm wrong.
Okay.
That the vast majority of real estate professionals probably understand real estate
mm-hmm.
better than any other asset class.
Exactly. That's right? Bread and butter. Yeah, it is.
Right. So they're there. They understand it. Yet they go and they put their IRA into an asset class that they know less about.
And have no control over, really.
You know,
you can buy and sell, but that's about it, right?
Right. Now, the other side of this is, if I understand Vanguard, we're just going to throw a name out there. I don't know whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
Vanguard, Fidelity, you call the name. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy some of that type of a fund within a self-directed IRA if I wanted to?
We don't custody those kinds of assets
okay.
because we don't sell any assets. We're not broker-dealers. We're not selling anything to you. It's self-directed. So the account holder is 100% the one who is calling the shots on choosing the asset that goes in their IRA. We're not selling anything to them.
So then, if I want to have that as a piece of my portfolio,
yeah.
Can money go back and forth?
Absolutely. Complete and partial transfers, yes.
So that's the idea there, because what I would assume, again, I don't know for sure, if I go out and find that it's beneficial to buy a piece of property and I meet all the guidelines and follow all the rules
right.
in my self-directed IRA,
mm-hmm.
and money starts coming back into the self-directed IRA,
right.
we're going to be sitting there at some point with some level of cash.
Like a pool of money, right?
Right.
Well, a couple things to keep in mind with that. First off, all expenses of the IRA have to be paid for by the IRA. So you can't, if your IRA owns a house, you want to have a pool of cash in
there. Sure.
Because what if you need a new roof? What if you need a new garbage disposal? What if you have to pay a property tax bill? All those expenses have to be paid for by the
right.
IRA. So you need some money. But right, if you find yourself with an excessive reserve, you can absolutely send it across the street to a Vanguard or Charles Schwab or wherever into a stock market-based kind of account.
And is there a waiting period between bringing it back and forth?
No, there's no waiting period.
So if I go and I've got this pool of cash and I just want to deploy it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Now I want to bring it back. Or even, you know, because you were just mentioning the idea of obviously needing money for the unexpected.
Right, and because you really do. But at the same token, you know when your property tax bill is coming due, so maybe if you've got money in the stock market, you think, hey, here comes my property tax bill. It takes about 2 weeks to transfer money from a stock
okay.
market account into a self-directed IRA. So give it about 2 weeks, and then you'll have the money there to cover your expenses.
So that way we can put it into a CD or a bond
or something.
Right, you're
not locked in for life, yes.
Right, and that's the whole idea, because nobody wants to have their cash sitting and earning zero.
Well, or a tenth of a percent
or whatever,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that number is. I mean, it's pretty minimal right now.
It is, yeah.
But the whole idea is we want to know what the options are, and there are a lot of options on there. We're going to talk about some of the pitfalls, and maybe we can put Karin on the spot when we come back. And see if we can come up with maybe a success story or two that she might be come off the top of her head. I didn't even give her a chance to prepare for that. But there is about 3 minutes. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Financial assessment continues to reduce reverse mortgage defaults. We'll talk about that and more, learning about the self-directed IRA. Remember, you can reach us anytime, off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217031. 1437 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only company that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. Make your offer same as cash. No contingencies when you have that fast pass loan approval. Financial assessment continues to reduce reverse mortgage defaults. Back in 2015, there was regulations that came into the marketplace to create a financial assessment. And basically what they want to do, nobody wants to foreclose, especially on a senior. And the whole idea was is a reverse mortgage is nothing more than a lien on the property. You own the property. You control the property. You do whatever you want with the property. However, you must pay your property taxes, you must maintain your hazard insurance, and it must be kept safe, just like any other FHA loan. So the idea here is the financial assessment came into play because they want to make sure that once you get the reverse mortgage, that you have enough money, you have enough sources of revenue to make sure that you have funds for your property taxes and your insurance. That's the whole idea. It's a pretty simple number. I think the number is you have to have like $500 after all of your expenses in order to qualify for the reverse mortgage. Not a massive amount of money for anybody to have coming in. Now, one of the other things that has been done for those individuals that have a little bit more challenged credit, because generally credit is not an issue when you're dealing with the reverse mortgage, they do have what's called a LESA. LESA, which is a set aside of money where the reverse mortgage actually funds your property taxes and your insurance. They take care of it for you. So that is a newer feature of the program as well. It was not available 5 years ago. And that's why I share with you whenever you're talking about any of these different programs, and we could call it a reverse mortgage, or we could be referring to a self-directed IRA. They have one central theme in common. Don't go to your neighbor to find out about the program. Right?
So
go
true.
Right? Go to a professional.
Yeah. Go to a professional.
Right? You're talking about your family, your future, your investments, your wealth. Don't talk. I mean, your neighbors, I'm sure they mean well. And they may have gone and done all of the due diligence that you should be doing on your own. Do it on your own. You might want to then go back and talk to that individual and say, this is what I understand. This is what I understood. And they might say, well, no, I didn't understand it that way. Well, then you go back to the professionals and say, well, my neighbor John said A, and I thought you said B. Can we contrast those? Can you help me clear that up? One of us is misunderstanding. Get that information. Get it from the people that really understand it. If you want some input on it, I understand the reverse mortgage pretty well. We did one for my mom years ago. I just helped a friend of mine 2 months ago. So I know where the changes are in them. We do a lot of them with our listeners.
a lot of them. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, the home of the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Chatting with Karen Hall, UDirect IRA Services. She is the go-to person when you're talking about self-directed IRAs. And Karen, I always love, you know, our listeners find this fascinating as well when we can start, when we get story time.
Oh, story.
Right?
Once upon a time,
yeah. Right? Because that's how many of us learn, as we listen to somebody else's, you know, benefits, somebody else's failures.
Yeah.
You know, try to emulate the wins and not follow in the losses.
Right, right.
Any of them come to mind?
Sure. Well, one of the wins, I suppose, is this one account holder. We'll just call her Sally, you know.
Sure.
So she opens an account. It was years and years ago. Well, she opens an account and her IRA buys a house, and she's got a big reserve, and she's got renters, and here comes a rent check every month, and she's paying her expenses out of the IRA every month, and it's going great. Well, one day she passes away. And so what happens when you
kind of tends to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean,
some point.
Yeah, I mean, so it did. And so when you pass away, your IRA goes to your beneficiaries. It doesn't go through probate. And I mean, you know, 99% of the time. So it's going to go right to the beneficiary. So the beneficiary was her son, who at first didn't know, what's this house in my mom's IRA and how do I, it was uncomfortable and new for him. He didn't understand.
Sure.
But as we see every month, the same thing, those renters' checks keep coming in every month, and the bills are paid. But in the meantime, it's growing a nice big nest egg of cash over here, so that when the son retires, he's received it as a beneficiary IRA. Actually, he'll be taking RMDs based on his mom's
life.
Yeah, it's a lot of jargon.
What is an RMD?
When you turn 70 and a half.
When his mom turns 70 and a half, or when he does?
When mom does, because it's her. He's a beneficiary of an inherited IRA.
Okay.
In this case, where this is getting technical here, but he has got an inherited IRA. It's not his own, so it's based on his mother's life expectancy. If someone passes away and gives you an IRA, you have some choices of what you can do. So that's when you want to talk to a financial advisor and say, "Hey, what are my choices? I've got this inherited IRA."
Sure.
But for him, he'll be taking required minimum distributions, which means just a withdrawal of cash every once a year. Based on his mother's life expectancy, there's a even though she's passed away, but what her age would have been, her effective age, and so it's the IRS, it's a table that you
sure.
you know, as an actuary set up. So just to say that even though he received it, it wasn't his self-directed IRA, he received it from his mom, didn't understand it at first, now he does, and that IRA is really banking a lot of cash. It's got a nice pool of funds in there, so that's a success story, and it also shows you too that when you pass away, it could be a Roth, it could be a traditional, whatever it is, it's going to go to your heirs when you name your heirs, when you open the account, you name beneficiaries.
So does the, and again, I don't want to get into legal stuff, does the self-directed IRA get listed as part of your trust?
You know, you'd have to ask a lawyer. We'll
okay.
go with that. But I mean, your trust could be the beneficiary. So that's,
oh, okay.
that's
gotcha.
A question you want to deal with
so it's
your
not
lawyer.
Titled there that way. It's titled as an IRA.
It's, yeah, it's an
okay,
IRA.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So post passing.
Yes.
Mom is still giving son a
yes.
birthday present every year.
Yeah, and here comes the income. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, and so another story like of what we shouldn't do.
Okay.
We had this one attorney. He self-directed his IRA. His IRA owned a house. His renters are paying the rent. Everything's good. It looks all good. And then we find out, he calls us one day, and we know we haven't been receiving any deposits, but he tells us, oh yeah, well, I've been taking those rent checks and just putting them right here in my pocket, you know, and all proceeds of the IRA have to go back in the IRA. You can't take personal possession. So basically, he had constructive use of his IRA. He took the money, put it in his bank account, but then claimed it on his income taxes as income. It's not how it works. And so he had a problem.
That's an interesting issue, because you said he's claiming on his taxes.
No. But it's the IRA owns the asset.
Right.
So if your IRA owns a house, you've got renters, they're making a rent check, it's payable to the IRA, and it goes back in the IRA account. It doesn't go to you personally.
Right.
You don't get having personal benefit of your IRA money is a prohibited transaction. And that's where the self-directed IRA game is a game of keep away from these prohibited transactions.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
So he had personal use of his IRA. It was a prohibited transaction. He had personal benefit.
Now, in some IRAs, you're able to borrow against it to buy a house or something along those lines,
right.
for a first home or whatnot?
Right, yes. You can take money out without penalty for first-time home buyers. Yes, those are things like that. You don't borrow from an IRA,
okay.
technically. But
that's
a 401k
that you can borrow.
Correct. A 401k,
okay.
You can take 50% or $50,000, whichever is less, as a personal, you know, use that money for personal use.
Talk to your CPA.
Yeah, that's a 401k. Anyway, we're getting a lot of details.
Right.
That's why, like you say, ask a professional. If maybe you heard a partial truth or something like that, or you want some clarification, that's what we're here for. When people call us, that's what we do. Tell us about your deal. What are you looking to do so that we can understand it and steer them in the right direction?
And that's the greatest thing right there, Karen, is that you've seen so many of these,
right,
that even though you're not going to be giving them tax advice, legal advice, investment advice,
right,
you can give them advice on talk to John Jones because he's the CPA that we know understands self-directed IRAs. He may not be the best one, but at least talk to him and see if that works for you.
It's true. Or if someone says that they're looking to do a certain deal and it looks like a prohibited transaction, we say, look, if you want to get a second opinion, here are a couple of attorneys you can talk to.
Beautiful information. If you want more information on self-directed IRAs, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the expert. That would be Karen Hall at UDirect IRA Services. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.